You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
All right, so I guess we're back with another one with some familiar faces. Kevin Pimentel, Michelle Chio, what's up, y'all?
Howdy.
What it do?
This is episode number 3 we have so far this year into 2023. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, we're on a roll.
Yeah, people seem to be enjoying us talking some shit here. I like that. I like what we have going on here.
You want to touch your mic one more time, guys?
Yeah, just... Thank you. Okay.
Michelle wants everybody to acknowledge her outfit today. She's matching with the chairs. The soles of her feet match the chair.
She's literally camouflaged to the rooms.
I want you guys listening to understand that we freaking appreciate every second that you guys spend listening to us, because you could literally be doing anything else with your life. And we appreciate you guys so much and value you guys so much that the three of us are extremely sick today, feeling like complete but we were not going to let you guys down. We're not going to make you wait in between episodes. We know you've had to do it in the past. We try to be as best as we can with this. But again, remember that we run marketing agencies and they are very time consuming, right? Now, speaking of marketing agencies, one of the biggest things that has helped us become successful in marketing has been mentorship. And that doesn't just tie to marketing. It ties to any pretty much business that you could be running, or even for personal stuff. So we wanted to focus today's episode, y'all, on mentorship. We've talked about this before on the podcast, but we wanted to do a little bit of a deep dive and talk about mentorship, how it helps, how you could achieve mentorship, and, you know, everything related to that. Right, guys?
Yep.
Absolutely.
So we have a little bit of a breakdown. Okay. I have it written down here from our conversation last night. Let's go into the benefits of having mentors. I guess maybe we could go one by one on, you know, what we feel some benefits are for our life and our business, and then we take it from there. Kevin, why don't we start with you, man? What are some benefits you receive from mentorship?
For sure. So with mentorship, I would say the first thing is consider a mentor as someone who's basically giving you like cheat codes to life that allow you to really be able to gain from years of experience within a moment with someone who's just trying to share a bit of information that took them, you know, 5 years to learn and $100,000 in cost just to learn this one fact that could really be game changing for you in any career or personal life thing. So between personal mentors and business mentors, it just has given me a whole other level of being able to achieve more in less time or with a lower cost, if you will, because I've actually been able to gain from the experience of others.
Yeah, I mean, having a mentor, I think something that I live by is like time is money. You know, you waste in time, you waste in money. And I definitely think from us recently having mentors, because we've never really had mentors our entire like agency span. So just like us recently starting to get new mentors throughout the space, I definitely think it's almost advanced us way more faster than we've ever been. And yeah, I think that's what's an important time.
Yeah, mentorship is fantastic. Benefits of mentorship for me have been to see other people's point of view, right? Maybe not always thinking that you're right or that you have enough experience to be able to tackle something. Because there's always a different point of view, and our points of view are derived from our experiences in life, and everybody has had a different experience. It's good to sit down and listen to other people's point of view, because they might have solutions to problems you think you don't have, and they might have different solutions to problems you already know you have, and they might be quick and very effective solutions. So I think mentorship and receiving mentorship has a lot to do with being open-minded and not having much of an ego and just understanding, look, there might be somebody who could help me. And maybe they're older than me. Maybe they're younger than me. Maybe they're a boy. Maybe they're a girl. Maybe they're a they. I'm dead ass. It could be anyone. Anybody could teach you anything. Even people that do you wrong, essentially, are a mentor in your life, because they teach you what not to tolerate, what not to do, You know, some people teach you in different ways. So it's very important to be open-minded towards mentorship. So think about mentorship. Think about the type of mentorship you're receiving in your life. Right now, we're maybe focused on talking about mentorship in business, but there's other types of mentorship. There's spiritual mentorship. There's family mentorship, maybe being like understanding how to build a family, how to talk to the youth, right? How to, let's say, take care of your health, like health mentors, right? Like mental health, like physical health, like workout. Like there's so many different people that could give you the cheat codes in life to help you quickly advance. And at the end of the day, I believe that all of that affects your personal life and your business equally, right? If your mind is sound, if your body is sound, if you're like on the right frequencies, if you're hanging out with the right people, if you're asking the right questions, inevitably, without a doubt, you're going to find yourself in situations that propel you and provide growth for your life. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like the point that you made that there's different types of mentors. I think a lot of people think like, oh, like I need a mentor that does it all. And I mean, if you find one, great. But I mean, specifically speaking for ourselves, like we have different mentors for all types of things. Like we have an SEO mentor, which is Ryan Stewart. Yeah. We have, I mean, honestly, the mentor that does it all, I would consider is Jeremy.
Jeremy Haynes.
Yeah, for sure. Who's taught us so much.
Not only in marketing, yeah, but business and life.
Besides marketing, I think he started off kind of as a marketing mentor and then just kind of grew into like a wealth mentor, a life mentor. And then even for design for myself, like I consider like Jeff Cole, like my design mentor.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's completely changed the game for you as far as design.
Yeah, which is funny because he actually was like my idol in the beginning. And like I could never imagine even speaking to the man, let alone consider him like one of my best friends.
Yeah.
So I think just having like different mentors throughout the space, even like how you said, like a health mentor,
yeah,
someone who looks out for your health, someone who looks out for your wealth, someone who looks out for your business,
your feelings, you know?
Yeah. So like just having different types of mentors, almost like building like your own, what's it, like a Marvel team, like your own League of Avengers.
Your own League of Avengers.
That's powerful.
I mean, you guys are part of that for me, like both of you in different aspects and vice versa. You know, I believe also somebody we forgot to mention is John D. Saunders, who's an incredible digital marketer, an incredible mentor. Liram Sustiel, Stas Yagu here in Miami, some of my first mentors at MPH Club. Mentors will mark milestones in your life. If you allow yourself the vulnerability to learn from other people and from good people, you actually also have to be able to differentiate somebody that wants to help you, somebody maybe who's using you or doesn't really have your best interests at heart. There is people that are in a better situation than you that will want to help. But it's up to you to have enough life experience and to be aware enough of being able to choose the right person that is selfless, that gives you the cheat codes and allows you to learn and is also willing to call you out when you're wrong, right? Because you could have a mentor that's a yes man or yes woman mentor and could enable you to make the wrong decisions or could enable you to continue to have these thoughts in your mind or these beliefs in your mind that don't let you grow, right? You need somebody that will call you out and say, hey, you don't do that shit, right? That's not cool. Like, you called me out before, bro, or you called me out, hey, like that, I don't think that you should have done it that way, or you could have done it like this. I for sure call both of you all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. I call everybody out. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, it's important that the people around me are the best that they could be, because we are a result of the average of everybody who surrounds us. So what good do you do to the world if you're receiving mentorship, I believe, from somebody, but then you're not passing it on, right? So you're staying with all that knowledge. And the purpose of creating, of having a mentor and having all this knowledge brought towards you is so your tribe, your people, the people that you love or the people that mean something to you, if they're not growing with you, then you're eventually just like at the top of a mountain by yourself. Right? We've talked about it here on the show. J. Cole talks about it. What's good is first class if your people can't sit. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's what it is. You need to find mentors, people that care for you, that actually want to see growth and want to see it through. You know, they want to see how well you're doing. We do it ourselves. Kev, how many people do you mentor from an aspect of they don't hire you, they don't pay you, you have no really motive to help them, but you sit down there with them, you break things down for them, you break down their business plan, you even give them life advice. I've seen you have some difficult conversations with people that other people would not want to have, where you go and you tell somebody something, you're like, hey, look, you should be doing this way, or you shouldn't be acting this way. You really need to think about how people perceive you, or you really need to think about, like, those are not easy conversations to have. And I'm sure that you've learned that through mentorship, and that in itself, you've been able to become a mentor for other people.
Yeah, it's a give and take. So, you know, in life, when you start, naturally, you're receiving more. So you want to seek that mentorship out. But over time, when you have enough experiences, and then what's funny is that at one point, you start to witness moments that are reminding you of moments in your life and other people.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're like, I can't believe this. They're going through the almost exact same thing that we went through, but, you know, slightly different, but generally the same thing. And then you realize, oh my gosh, okay, yeah, okay, hold on, listen to me. When you get to the street, you know, make a left, don't go right, you know, but, and that's the idea. So when it comes to speaking with people about it and flipping the script, I think it's just mainly just about being honest. Respectful, you know, like respectfully honest, right? But the idea there is that it's because you're seeing almost like a moment. If it's like, what would you say to yourself if you were in that moment, right? Like, do unto others as you would unto yourself. But in that moment, mentorship, I think, is like the epitome of that meaning, because it's like you're realizing this is like a whole other destiny of life that is on their own path, and they're going through a very similar obstacle. This is an opportunity. You know, this is worth helping. And I don't know, it feels good. And that happens, and it happens all the time, dude. Like,
yeah.
Text calls, hey, I got someone that needs help with this, or do you do? And it's just about, like, you know, you got to be mindful with where you give your information to who. You know, you don't want to like exhaust yourself.
You don't want to whore yourself to everybody.
But, like, for real though, because, like, the reality is, for one, you know, if your advice is really that great, you should be paid for it. That's one thing. But the second part is, if you see a personal connection with someone that you want to really be able to help, then take the time and do that. But be very careful, because over time it gets easy to be taken advantage of as well. Because then that becomes like a overwhelming, you know, pot that people keep trying to eat from. So it's like, find a balance. You know, you have to make sure to know when to jump in and when it's worth it, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a balance.
I'm glad that you're saying that, because you also have to be a mentee that isn't just taking.
Yes.
There's free mentors. There's people that will genuinely want to help you for free. There's also people that will charge you for mentorship, and that doesn't mean they don't genuinely want to help you. But some people won't actually learn unless they have skin in the game. And sometimes skin in the game means spending a little bit of bread, yeah. Right? And understanding that. Either way, whether you're paying somebody or whether you're receiving them for free, don't be a pest. You know what I'm saying? Like, be that type of student that the teacher is proud. That be Drake, okay? Okay,
Drake.
Be Drizzy Drake, okay?
Drake and Lil Wayne.
And Lil Wayne is your mentor, and you love and you respect Lil Wayne, and you show him love all the way up until today, but you always look to be the best student possible so you could surpass your mentor, of course, right? And then eventually, if you surpass your mentor, you could be a tool for your mentor to continue to grow. And it could be a relationship of help me, help you, help me, help you, and we both grow together. Don't be one of those mentees that's blowing up the mentor, being a pain in the ass, not showing up on time.
Asking for advice and then not going through with it.
And not going through with it.
And then coming back and asking for the same advice.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If it was one of these people was taking the time to talk to you, like, hey, do this stuff, you know, like, this past Saturday, Jeremy sat down with me to look at ads for a project of ours, and he sat there and destroyed, like, me in a great way. You know, he really cared.
It's tough love.
He really cared to tell me, like, yo, this is how you need to do it. I literally hung up the call, and I spent my entire Saturday, all of it, making every change he suggested. And I wrote him back and I said, you know what? Thank you, bro. Like, you don't really have to do that, man. And like, your experience means a lot to me. You could have been talking to many other people. And you know what? I did exactly what you said. And guess what? 3 days later, it's working really well. It's working really well for me. So, I mean, that's something that we're not foreign to. I mean, Kev, you know that. Like, when we've had, like, powwow sessions where you're teaching me or I'm teaching you, dude, you implement shit on the spot. Like, I'll literally talk to you about something and you'll be like, dude, I already spoke to my team. They're trained. There's an SOP. There's a system. There's a process for it already. Let's see how it goes. There is no time to waste.
No.
Right?
Especially when you know something is obviously good. You know, I think the problem is that also hesitancy. It makes sense, obviously, if someone tells you to do something that's so outside of the bounds of what you're even capable of doing, because then you're like, okay, well, I don't know if that advice might have been too applicable. But when you see something that's within reason, range, and you see that they are already telling you, even if you don't know why, it's better for you to at least go with it and at least give that a shot versus question it so much and then not even move with it. Because then you realize, like, the loss you have in trying is that you gain more experience, and it's coming from someone that actually was already in it. So it means it's not coming from nowhere. It's not a random person saying, hey, you should try this. It's coming from somewhere. So don't question it too much if it's not, like, so beyond the, like, the realm of what you can actually do.
Yeah, I think there's, like, a lot of, like, people even listening to this podcast probably that are thinking, like, oh, like, I don't need a mentor. Like, I don't need the help. Mm-hmm. Like, I already know how to do it. Yeah. I'm already successful. Right. And if you're thinking like that, let me tell you, you're not making it very far. And, you know, like, it's just being willing to accept the advice that people are giving you. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't fucking work. And that's all, like, something you mentioned was bringing value to back to your mentor. Like, having a good mentor relationship is super important, and just bringing value. Like, you don't come to the table with nothing to bring to the table, you know? Like, yeah. Why would you deserve a seat at the table if you bring nothing?
Yeah, you're just eating all everybody's shit. You're not bringing any ideas to the table.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
Not about money, too. This is about positive attitude, leadership skills. You know, there's a lot of things that you could do that don't require money for you to bring value to somebody. Respect, punctuality, time. I don't know, like, showing care for their stuff, helping their stuff. Maybe your mentor has a foundation. Help. Go help. Spend some time. Put the word out. Help share their content. Sometimes it's as easy as that. People get so caught up sometimes waiting to have a bunch of money. Oh, once I have money, I'm going to help all my boys and all my friends. I'm going to help all my family. What if that day doesn't come? What if you literally live an okay life that where you're really not that abundant and not really able to help people? So you just spend your whole life waiting to help somebody and then your life's over. So be somebody that is willing to learn and be somebody that's willing to give back. That way you could be that mentor for somebody. I'll give you a perfect example of something Michelle was just describing right now, of bringing something to the table. When I first started working with Michelle, it was more of a, you know, we've been friends since high school, and Michelle would come to the UADV offices here in Miami after work or in between work or however it is that we hung out. And you had a ton of knowledge from your marketing experience and from college. And, you know, from in general, you had been able to do a lot of stuff in marketing. And we didn't necessarily work together, but you started coming around. You started bringing a ton of value, a ton of ideas to the business. In a sense, like, myself and different elements of the agency started mentoring you in different ways. And then it got to a point where we were mutually learning from each other. And you took advantage of that mentorship so much, and you had so much respect for my time and for the opportunities that you became a freaking machine. Like, you literally implemented all of the things that we were learning, all the things that I was telling you, to the point where I was like, wow, like, what an incredible human being with so much potential. Like, what more can we do? Right. And then look at all of the incredible things that we've been able to do in just a few years. Globally trending podcast is just one of them. You mentioned Jeff Cole. We've been able to grow a relationship with the Iconic team, you specifically with Cole, on a mentorship level, on a design level, one of the best graphic designers in the entire world. You've been able to take advantage of every opportunity laid out for you with zero excuses. You never had the excuse of, they're not going to listen to me because I'm a girl. They're not going to listen to me because I don't have experience. And you've actually had some uncomfortable situations before where people didn't necessarily want to show a lot of respect because maybe they feel you look too young, or like sexist asshole. They're like, oh, I'm a girl, is not going to be able to do this. But you know what? When you put in enough work and when people see that you have grit and that you have commitment, they're going to stand up for you. Your mentor's going to tell you, hey, you know what? This person has what it takes. So you got to listen. How many phone calls have we had with potential clients that they're like, we're literally talking and you're trying to mention a point and they disregard it. And I'm like, wait, She's in charge. So if you're going to want this shit to work out, you're going to have to listen to what she's telling you, right? And that's the result of being able to execute everything that your mentor lies in front of you, to the point where eventually you are able to operate at that same level. You're able to do things you never thought you would be able to do alone before. And that's through the power of mentorship. So props to you, dude, on all of this you've been doing. I know you've been witness to a lot of her growth. And props to you, Kev, because you've been able to literally explode revenue and growth in your marketing agency, as have we, in a process where we've also mutually mentored each other, right? Like sitting down, discussing issues that we have. Like we have powwows about like, hey, I'm overcoming this problem. What would you do? Or I'm overcoming that problem. Or look, this client told me this. What should I say? I think that's an incredible thing. You could also find mentorship in friends. You just have to make sure that you have the right friends.
Yeah, I think like the golden question that like everybody always asks is like, how do I find a mentor? Like, okay, great. Like I want a mentor, but how do I find them? And I think it's just, you know, there's definitely not, I wish there was like a findamentor.com.
Like
maybe
a Tinder.
Maybe we can start it.
Like a Tinder.
Maybe we can start it.
Find a mentor.
Findamentor.com. But I think it's just,
know a lot about that. Yeah.
I think it's just being at the right, like as cliche as it sounds, like just being at the right place at the right time. You know, like we found Jeff Cole because we knew that his business partner Mark was going to be at an event.
On our birthday. Art Basel.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I know that I may potentially meet the person I decided to design, like the person that to help me do that is going to be at this event.
That person inspired you to be
exactly.
The graphic designer.
So that person is probably going to be there. I'm going to go to that event. So just kind of like looking into potentially people that you would like to mentor you and just being like, hey, I want you to mentor me. This is the value I bring to the table. Don't just go up to people and be like, I want you to be my mentor. Like bring value to the table and be like, this is what I do. This is what I provide. How can we like create this relationship together?
Yeah, like kind of like studying what they have going on and be like, hey, look, I know you probably weren't thinking about this or you probably weren't expecting for me to bring this up, but I noticed this, this and that. I think I could bring this and that value. I'm not maybe expecting anything in exchange. I just want to learn and be able to have this opportunity. Can I help?
Yeah, I could have literally gone up to Jeff Cole, or I'm sure a lot of people have gone up to Jeff Cole and be like, Jeff, like teach me how to do Photoshop or teach me how to do Illustrator. But, you know, like, one of the many reasons why we stood out to Jeff was because like, I was like, all right, these are my designs. Tell me everything I'm fucking up on. And he was like, what? And I was like, yes, tell me everything that sucks. I don't want to hear what's good. I want to hear what sucks.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right. And then I think this, the, you know, relationship flourished after
being
that.
Being genuine too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these mentors, like you may look up to them and like, they're like, oh, these unreachable gods. Oh my God. Like, they're people, man. They feel like shit sometimes too. Take a dip in the morning. like they get sad. They're people, man. Just remember that too. Sometimes it's easy to fangirl or fanboy, but they're people. And I think we've learned that working in entertainment and being around celebrities and being around all these people. Like, we're all people, man. We're all just trying to do our thing, right? And like on the topic of finding mentors, right? Because that's a very important topic. Sometimes you find a mentor through a mentor. One of my first mentors, John D. Saunders in digital marketing, introduced me to Ryan Stewart, who is our mentor in SEO. A big part of our business has to do with SEO. We have a lot to thank Ryan Stewart for. We have a lot to thank John D. Saunders for.
His course did make us cry.
I think we both cried, right?
Yes, we both cried.
We both cried.
Not from how bad it was, but how...
We were overwhelmed.
It was a very easy course.
He's just so organized.
Yeah.
And everything is so like technical that you're like, oh my God, I've never met somebody so freaking organized in my life. Right? Ryan is probably one of the most organized and technical people we've ever met.
That man's an animal. An SEO beast.
So look, check this out. He was our mentor in SEO. And then eventually we co-hosted an event with him in Miami. A very successful event. We had a ton of people there where we were teaching about digital marketing. It was called the Internet Marketing Masterclass with Ryan Stewart and Hustle Inspires Hustle. That was pretty cool. So sometimes your mentor could lead to a mentor. Where to find mentors? Social media is a great tool. Maybe somebody you look up to already. Video message them on DM, voice message them, email them, cold video pitch them, record a video on Loom or one of these programs that records a screen or records you. You send it to them. Facebook groups are great.
Events and conferences. We've met a lot of our... Jeremy, we met at a conference.
We met at Jeremy at Social X in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Social X
boys. Doesn't even have to be like an in-person conference because I know things are a little wild nowadays. But, you know, like just virtual conferences or virtual events. You know, those are great ways to meet mentors.
Yeah, in all areas, whether it's real estate, whether it's health. Like, look at us. We're all wearing Whoop bands. You probably see if you're watching and you see it on camera, we're all wearing Whoop bands. This is thanks to... Michelle's is always dead. This thanks to Jeremy saying, hey, you guys are making a ton of money, but how's your health? You know, how's your heart readings? How's your respiratory rate? How are you sleeping? Very important part. So guys, Facebook groups, Telegram groups, Reddit, Substack, Twitter. Sometimes you don't even have to directly communicate with a person for them to be your mentor. And I want to talk to that because there's some misconceptions there. I've gotten a mentor from people who have no fucking idea who I am. I just follow their content. I implement their stuff. For example, Chris Voss is a big mentor of mine. We had him on the podcast. He wrote Never Split the Difference in I don't know how many freaking languages already. One of the best-selling books ever.
My favorite book.
I think it's my favorite book. Yeah. Three of us read that, right?
Absolutely.
We talk about him all the time. Sure. He came on the podcast, so that was a form of mentorship. But reading his book, watching his masterclass, keeping up with his social media posts, people on Twitter, those are mentors too. So maybe if you aren't really good at getting out there and talking to people and bringing value, start off reading. Implement. Go on Twitter. Follow the right people on Twitter. These days, we have access to absolutely whatever. And 99% of the time, it's probably free.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, most of the content is free too. I would say with what you guys are saying too, I mean, there's a few sides to it. There are in-person mentors. There's mentors who come in for one day, for one moment, and that one conversation was all the mentorship that you were ever going to need and get from them. Yeah. Seriously, at an event, you walk up, I have
some
one question.
Some Grant Cardone shit.
Yeah, exactly. Gary Vee, right? Yeah. Right there in the spot where you just break down to him and he lets you know
Tony Robbins
is.
Fires you up.
Yeah, and then you get that supercharge, you go. So the thing is consistency also with your presence within the spaces that you know you want to be able to interact with people in. The more you just surround yourself with these, or I should say, the more you expose yourself to these things over time, especially with their presence and constantly engaging, you're going to realize too that you're also going to attract people because they're going to realize there's this light that's just always there and it's always like putting out. And you always go to them to provide that value, like you guys are saying. And sometimes it's not even asking for anything in return, but just showing yourself to these people that you want to stand out to so that you can get that. And then one more thing was also like paying for it. It sounds counterintuitive, but the truth is, you know, time is money, like Michelle was saying. So the reality is, in some cases, cut to the chase. If there's certain people out there that you feel have a wealth of knowledge that you want to be able to tap into, but they don't necessarily have any means of like mentorship, they probably don't even have time, then I'm okay, great. Hit them with money. Just be like, listen, I need to know this. How much are you willing to charge me for an hour session with you on a call so that we could just go over all of these things so I can understand it more? And usually you're going to see it tends to, unless they already have a program in place and like it's $1,000 per hour. But most of the time, people aren't even in a position to really do that. So they'll be like, I don't know, I'll charge you $100, a couple hundred dollars. We'll get on a call.
Or do this for me and I'll do that. Yeah.
Sure. Exactly. And you get like gold from this person. Gold.
That actually reminds me of, I forgot another mentor we had, which is more so for YouTube ads, which is Andrew. And we found him through YouTube.
And we got him on the podcast.
Exactly. Because I was literally like, oh, I need to learn how to do YouTube ads.
For music specifically
for a client that we had. And it was a fucking mission. I was in tears making the campaign.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Instead of me watching free content and whatever it may be, like I'm confused as fuck, I'm just gonna pay this man for an hour of his time. He literally figured it out and built an entire campaign. So whatever, how much we spent in an hour of, I was able to figure it out in an hour compared to me trying to figure it out for God knows how many hours.
Yeah, same thing with Chase and Gersh from Ads Ronin. He's been great helping us on the Google side. Leo Guron from Jeremy Haynes' Megalodon marketing team.
The sales side.
Yeah. Joshua from Jeremy's team, also incredible people. Just incredible human beings willing to help other people. Another thing, and I want to close with this before we conclude, is don't be also one of those people that's always eternally learning and never doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the mentors are going to realize, dude, like we're telling you all this stuff. You go to all these events, you show up to all the mastermind calls or you're always trying to talk. But where's the work? Like you're just eternally on a learning loop, like analysis paralysis, bro. Get the f- to work. Like show me something tangible. then like then we'll go on to the next step. Otherwise, you're also wasting people's time. What do you think? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is. I mean, you have to at some point because you realize that's also part of being genuine and like integrity, because you realize if your goal is to grow and to keep learning or to keep evolving, it can only happen with action. So you take in the knowledge and you act on it. But if you don't act on it, you're literally, you're just rotting.
Yeah, you're talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of those people and no ill will towards them because we all have our journey. But come on, man. Let's get to work.
Yeah.
Even a little progress. 1%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the equivalent of reading 50 books, speed reading through them. All right, I finished the book. Okay. What'd you learn? Yeah. What'd you implement?
What'd you learn?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, y'all. To conclude, mentorship, extremely important in life, in business, on the personal note, in for relationships. If you're a dad, if you're a mom, if you're a daughter. Whatever. Sometimes you need a little bit of help. Somebody walking you through an issue, talking through an issue. It's okay. It's okay to ask for help.
If you're looking to start a podcast, you could even ask Alex for a podcast mentorship.
Yes, we are. We're helping people launch their own podcast now using our framework and marketing strategies. Everything done for you. So interested in that, reach out for mentorship there.
I wanted to say just one quick thing.
Your affiliate, Kev. Go ahead.
Yeah, go in and throw your affiliate link in there, Kevin.
For a limited time offer. No, I'm joking. No, it wasn't even that. It's more of an example of, I think, the most powerful example of mentorship to show you the power of what is possible. Alexander the Great was one of the top conquerors in the history of mankind. And in his early 20s, like by 24 years old, this man was able to conquer what was most of the known world at that time.
Yeah.
Because he had a mentor who was one of the great philosophers. I believe it was Socrates. It's one of those great top philosophers. But that was actually his mentor as a child coming up that gave him all of this wealth of knowledge and wisdom and what have you, that in his early 20s was able to conquer more than almost any leader in the known world.
Yeah.
So to understand the power of what it is to have someone who is experienced, seasoned, or really knows what they're doing, you're talking about supercharging your life here. So it's not even more like a suggestion. It's a requirement for you to get to the level that is unheard of. You know what I mean? To do it alone, it's going to take a long time. But to do it with the help of someone else's experience, it's lightning.
I like that you use the real life historical.
Real world, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. So yeah, guys, benefits of mentors. We discussed those benefits. They help your personal life. They help your professional life. They help your critical thinking skills. They help your problem solving skills and many other benefits that we discussed here. There's different types of mentors. Okay. Understand that as well. We've talked about how to find them, how to bring them value, of course, and how to build a relationship with them by, you know, learning from them, bringing value by actually implementing what you learn from them, help their cause in any way you can, amplify their message, and be somebody that doesn't always take, but somebody that learns and then gives, lets that information flourish, grow, and then you and your mentor and your whole community could reap the benefits. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, listen, anything we discussed here could be found on the show notes on whatever podcast platform you're listening to right now, or you could go to our brand new redesigned website, hustleinspireshustle.com, redesigned by Michelle recently after quite some time of us not having updated it. So Michelle, thank you so much. We've recently redone hustleinspireshustle.com and our marketing agency uadv.net and a few of our other brands. So thanks, Michelle. Guys, if you found value here, let us know. If we left anything out, as always, let us know. Follow us on YouTube. We recently started putting a lot of concentration on YouTube. We weren't showing a lot of love to YouTube before. Great. We're very grateful that we just recently got verified on YouTube. So very cool for that. Hustle Inspires Hustle, growing in that aspect. Follow us there. You'll be able to see videos. You'll be able to see shorts. You'll be able to see a lot of content that we're creating. And yeah, see you guys on the next episode. Thanks for watching.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's A-L-E-X-Q-U-I-N. See you on the next episode.